Sad news this week with the death of pianist Max Olding. Max was 92, best known as a pianist, but he was also a conductor, he was an educator, and he became a genuine elder statesman in Australian music. Max was a natural leader, and he had a vision to further the cause of Australian music. And that might have had something to do with a little-known fact about Max Olding's origins. He and composer Peter Sculthorpe were the same age and from the same place.
Peter and I grew up in Launceston as boys together, competed in the local competition. He always won the slow pieces and I always won the fast pieces section.
The distinctive wry humour of Max Olding. Max won the Commonwealth Finals of the ABC's Instrumental and Vocal Competition in 1952, and the prize included solo performances with the Australian orchestras. So by his early 20s, when he went overseas to continue his studies, Max Olding had already played 16 or 17 different piano concertos in public, and some of them multiple times. Well, Max Olding ended up marrying fellow pianist Pamela Page, and their piano duo performances were always standout events in Brisbane, where they made their home. And the two of them played a crucial role in the development of Queensland music making. And the Oldings then became a musical dynasty with the birth of their violinist's son, Dean. Dean Olding, future concertmaster of the Sydney Symphony Orchestra and first violinist of the Goldner Quartet and the Australia Ensemble. So today, as we remember Max Olding, let's hear him with his son, Dean, and they're playing the Playera Opus 23, No. 1 by Pablo de Sarasate.